The reason I bring it up is that, you know, being the quote-unquote, you know, inventor of the original, you know, first, you know, pocket All-Star note, many people still haven't run my pocket All-Star notes, and they're still just rocking. I think they were better than the Sharis. The RF deck I used, I'm embarrassed to say, was a Bowfang, but it was better than the SA818 that he was using. And to this day, my notes work better than his. But mine are homebrew, you know, they're not commercial like he did. Yeah, missed opportunity, maybe. But anyhow, having said that, I've switched to a clear note. I could build one for a fraction of the cost, a third of the cost. But I've switched to a clear note, and you know what? It's all I use. I'm a total convert. The guy's software package is so nice, and it's so well done. Pay the man, and be happy. That's my philosophy.